Your mood is foul, friend, Jarlaxle said to Arathas Hune in the tavern known as the Oozing Myconid one remarkable night. My road has been long, the weary and wary assassin replied. And soon we'll be again, I am told. Every third year, it seems, someone in Chednasad is in need of being murdered. You're good at it, Jarlaxle said, lifting a glass of powerful mushroom bourbon in a toast. Tell it to the one who fills my purse, Arathas Hune dryly replied. And Jarlaxle returned a grin at the assassin's quip, as Jarlaxle was the one who filled Arathas Hune's purse. Nothing has been decided regarding the City of Shimmering Webs, Jarlaxle replied, after calling for a drink for his associate. No movement from Matron Mother Bayenry? None. I doubt she even cares enough to remember that she wanted to kill somebody there. Or more likely, she put forth the whispers of dispatching assassins, and that alone was enough to elicit the behavioral change she desired. Surely she, we have killed enough people there so that even a Bayenry whisper. I, Arathas Hune corrected, I have killed enough people. It hasn't been we in decades regarding anything to do with Chednasad. Jarlaxle leaned back in his chair to take a long look at his assassin, at the deepening of the man's ill mood, as soon as Jarlaxle had informed him that a journey to Chednasad would be unlikely. The assassin had darkened, and that after he had hinted that he really didn't want to undertake the mission. So why had he grown so salty? Jarlaxle's own mood was souring, too. The assassin's words about his lack of involvement in recent missions rang true enough. Brakendeerth was growing strong in Menzo Baranzon, but that impressive reputation and rising number of foot soldiers had forced Jarlaxle to all but abandon the roads beyond the city. Brakendeerth was too tempting a target for the matrons of powerful houses. Would he go to Chednasad or some other distant locale, only to return to discover that the matron of House Barris and Delarmgo, or some other rival of Matron Mother Bayenry, had seized control of his mercenary band? Jarlaxle had spent 15 decades building Brakendeerth, whose quarters now sprawled in the tunnels of the Claw Rift, the great chasm that split the cavern holding the Drow city, and he wasn't about to lose it. No. He simply wouldn't risk that, not now, not when Brakendeerth was not yet strong enough to scare away any such attempts. So he stayed in this city, while Arathas Hune went on the important missions far out in the Underdark. That alone could not explain the assassin's mood, though. Jarlaxle had come to entrust Arathas Hune with these critically important kills. That confidence should bring satisfaction to Arathas Hune, he supposed, as the man maneuvered to become a powerful boss within the clandestine organization. So again, why was he sour? Could he know the significance of this occasion? Could Arathas Hune know why he was summoned to the stench streets? If so, the man's barely disguised scowl would be understood. It was an unnerving thought. Jarlaxle rarely second-guessed himself, but he was doing so at that moment. This was a special night for him, more important to him than he had anticipated, because he was meeting another old friend and associate, one he had barely seen over the past 30 years, someone, he realized, he missed fiercely. Not that he could blame his friend for the long absence. As the weapon master of a rising drow house, he'd been instrumental in helping his matron climb the ranks of Menzo Baranzon's difficult hierarchy. As such, his reputation had grown large, even though that reputation did not do justice to his true skill with his swords, and so Zachnefane Doerden was not often seen outside of House Doerden of late. He had made too many enemies and made nervous too many matrons of houses that might be next in line or those hindering the ambitious Matron Malice Doerden's determined climb toward her seat at the spider-shaped table of the city's ruling council. Even rarer was Acnefane outside House Doerden alone. and rarer still would the weapon master venture to the Brerin, the stench streets, the underbelly of a city whose finest neighborhoods often knew murder. Jarlaxle cherished the fact that Zaknafane would risk all that to meet up.